Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Let's go out to dinner and see a movie.
We talk about movies on The Takeaway on Fridays, and today's topic is the huge pool of Best Picture Oscar nominees. On Tuesday, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences will announce this year's nominations, and for the first time in 70 years or so, there will be 10 nominees for Best Picture instead of 5. Rafer Guzman is a film critic for the New York Newsday, and A.O. Scott is film critic for the New York Times. Good morning to both of you. A.O., Why double the size of the nominations?
Well, in recent years, the ratings for the broadcast have been, you know, sort of steadily eroding, and there's a sense, and it's very important that that Oscar night broadcast and bringing in a bigger audience. And one of the reasons that it's speculated, at least, is that the movies that have been nominated have been some of the less widely commercial, mass-marketed blockbuster movies. That it's been sort of smaller movies. A couple years ago, you had No Country for Old Men, for example, in a race against There Will Be Blood. Both of the companies that released those movies no longer exist, partly because of the expense of marketing movies like that for Oscars. And then last year, there was a great hue and cry when The Dark Knight did not get a Best Picture nomination. So I think some of the thinking was if they can bring in more of the popular movies that audiences really liked during the year, at least fold them into this field of 10, then that will bring some of the audiences who like those movies to the show.
Well, it seems odd because we know movies like Avatar and Up in the Air are going to get a nod in the nominations. But, you know, Rafer, I'm wondering, maybe this doubling the size of the nominee pool will allow us to get things like this in there.
Drop the phone!
Hey, bro!
I can't get a shot!
That's the Hurt Locker that's most likely going to get a Best Picture nomination. Maybe there's going to be room for this one.
You remember our friend Doug?
My name is Clarice Precious Jones. I want to be on the cover of a magazine. I wish I had a light-skinned boyfriend with real nice hair. But first, I want to be in one of them BET videos.
Could it be that perhaps doubling the size of the nominees maybe will get us movies like Dark Knight in there, but also some of these other movies?
I think it will. I think you'll get I think that's Precious that we just heard the
clip
from. I think that will definitely be in there. I think there's some talk that a movie like Serious Man might go in there, a movie like An Education, which was also a small, you know, limited release film. I think that'll go in. I think what the president of the Academy had said when he made the announcement was that there might be a chance that you'll see things like comedies, which often go overlooked. You get things like that in there. That's why I think people were very surprised when The Hangover won the Golden Globe for Best Comedy. So now I think there's this question. Seems a little unlikely, but there's this question: are we going to have The Hangover rubbing shoulders with The Hurt Locker?
I bet we could take some good odds on that. But A.O., what nominations do you think might surprise us this year?
Well, I think there are some I think what's funny about the 10 picture race is it's still going to come down to probably, you know, two or three that are really in contention, probably Avatar, The Hurt Locker, and Up in the Air, that have been in the sort of preliminary awards, you know, doing very well. And I don't think when they were planning this, the Academy knew that the Avatar phenomenon was coming down the pike. I think the Hangover is a possible sort of surprise, because sometimes comedies get nominated. Very rarely does this kind of, you know, raunchy, vulgar, R-rated sex comedy get nominated. I think, you know, another possible surprise would be District 9, which was a sort of a hit last summer, kind of, you know, science fiction allegory plot, rather similar, oddly, to Avatar. Maybe some of the smaller ones that Rafer mentioned. I think that there will be more emphasis, though, on popularity and on movies that made money. I think another one that could sneak in addition to the Best Actress nominee it's sure to get is The Blind Side, starring Sandra Bullock.
Big Mike, why were you going to the gym?
Because it's warm.
Do you have any place to stay tonight? Don't you dare lie to me.
Okay, and Rafer, who might get snubbed?
Who might get snubbed? You know, that's a good question. I think Crazy Heart might get snubbed for a Best Picture nomination. I think Jeff Bridges is clearly in the running, possibly the front runner for the Best Actor. I don't know if I've heard a lot of buzz in terms of Crazy Heart getting the Best Picture nomination.
Okay, well, let's go to our trivia question. It has been about 70 years or so since we had 10 nominees for Best Picture, 1943. What film took home the top honors of the year? Tony Scott?
I'm going to just embarrass myself and lose all my credibility. I don't know. Mrs. Miniver was the year before, I think.
Rafer, any ideas?
I do know. It's Casablanca.
Casablanca.
He's looking at you, kid.
So that's kind of the iconic Best Picture winner,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, if the Academy always had that good judgment, you know, things would be very different.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Rafer Guzman, Takeaway movie contributor, film critic for Newsday, and thanks to A.O. Scott, film critic for The New York Times. And always, we've been asking about the State of the Union. Speaking of movies and soundtracks and iconic songs, we're asking you to give us your State of the Union soundtrack. Is there a song that best describes the state of our union, Rafer?
I would say Ball of Confusion.
Give us your song suggestion at 8778 My Take. Any suggestions, Tony Scott?
I would say Career Opportunities by The Clash, the ones that never knock.
Interesting.
Even better.
I'm Celeste Headlee.
I'm Miles O'Brien, in for John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.